Visiting today with Pleasantville head softball coach Allie Phillips. Coach, you know, a really good week for your softball team this week. You know, going 4-0 on the week, picking up a win against Interstate 35, then two wins in a doubleheader against Madrid, and then a win against North Mahaska on Thursday night. All of those on the road as well. Just walk me through the week a little bit.
Yeah, we had a full week for it being a short week here with the holiday, but Monday night, you know, we knew that game was going to be tough going into it. I-35 is always a good competitor for us, and you know, there's been plenty of other seasons where we might not get it done against them, so it's been really nice here. We've actually beat them the past four times we've played them, which is pretty awesome to say. So that was a great win, great start to the week for us. And then we had our doubleheader against Madrid on Tuesday. Was able to get those two conference wins. Varsity doubleheaders are never easy, so being able to travel, especially there, that's one of our longer trips, and then getting both of those was a big deal for us. And then, yep, we traveled to North Mahaska last night. We made that one an interesting one, that's for sure, but being able to go 4-0 on the week, that was pretty big for us here.
So now, what's the preparation like, you know, as you wrap up the regular season, kind of put a bow on that, and then now start preparing for your postseason? Of course, there's a 4th of July weekend coming up that kind of gets thrown in the mix, but, you know, game against Zyra, EHK, Audubon. What do you know about them and kind of the preparations going forward?
As of right now, I don't know a whole lot. You know, I'm kind of going to take these next couple days, enjoy the weekend, enjoy the time with my family, and then really dial in on that game that we have on Wednesday. We're lucky that we get a couple, you know, a couple dates to be able to practice aside from the weekend. It is a holiday weekend, so I want my girls to be able to enjoy that and kind of get that decompression time that they very well deserve. You know, kind of reflecting on this past week or two, we've played some pretty good ball games, and that's kind of what you want to do at the end of the season. You know, you want things to start clicking. You want to have those competitive matchups, and then obviously being able to pull through on those matchups as well. That just gets you even more prepared and excited for what's to come here. You know, we had a very good, successful season, and definitely there's some games we'd love to get back, but that's part of it. You know, that's why we play the game and why, you know, the schedule's as packed as it is. So as far as looking at Wednesday, you know, we put, like you said, put the bow on the season and, you know, want to reflect on the good things and keep that momentum going. But then, you know, we'll face them and do our best that we can on Wednesday, hoping that we can get a good couple practices in to get us prepared for that.
Is it in a way a little bit difficult as a coach to prepare for a team that, you know, it doesn't appear, at least in the bound era, that you guys have ever played them, and I can't really see any common opponents. So does that make it a little bit more difficult to kind of match up against a team that you really know nothing about?
It does, yeah, and they consolidated, you know, it was either last year or a couple years ago, too, so that kind of makes it more difficult because even the information you might get on one of mobile now, they have a lot more kids involved, so it is tough, but, you know, I've never been a huge coach that really reflects on stats. You know, I mean, there's a couple that I'll pay attention to, but, you know, I'm going to watch these girls. I'm going to see how they perform. I'm going to see how they swing the bat when I see them. And, you know, pitching is kind of the same way. I want to see for my own two eyes what they're capable of, because stats can kind of be misleading. So, you know, yeah, I definitely will do what I can to try to find any information I can. You know, with some, that's the perk of playing some other schools as well with your schedule. You kind of make those relationships and you can help those coaches out as well. You know, if there's a team that we might have played that they might be facing. So, you know, I'll do my best to try to find what I can. And the girls seem to know a lot too. We know we bounce ideas and information off each other. A lot of these girls play fall ball or travel ball, and some of these athletes, they end up, you know, either facing or playing. So there's always a way around trying to find information one way or the other. But like I said, I don't lean too much on stats. I don't get too much involved in bound. I like seeing it for myself and then playing it right then and there and ready to face and work hard when we're at game time.
Coach, you know, you guys finished in the season 18-8 overall and 13-5 in conference play to finish second in the conference. Speak about what that means a little bit, because, you know, the West Central Conference standings this year, you look at it, it's kind of unique in a way that, you know, all but three teams had a above 500 conference record. So an extremely competitive conference besides those three teams that were kind of at the bottom that, you know, didn't have as great of seasons. But to be able to be finished second in a conference that was extremely competitive this year.
Yeah, you know, we're thrilled with second. You know, some people might not agree with that, but when you're getting second to a team like Van Meter, you know, you can't hang your heads at all about coming in second place. I was very proud, and the girls and I, we celebrated that last night after our game when we, you know, we obviously solidified that second place finish. And like I said, there's a couple games in there that were conference losses that, you know, necessarily we shouldn't have lost. We just didn't, they outplayed us, you know, and that's part of the game. But, you know, we were very excited. Our conference is no slouch. Every single team, you got to show up and you got to play your game. Even some of those teams that are towards the bottom, you know, they're still competitive. They're still making us do the things that we got to do to win those games, and that's great. I love being involved in this conference because at the end of the day, it only prepares us better for what's to come next week. You know, I think us playing a lot of these teams, we see such a variety, whether it's great hitting and maybe not so stellar pitching, or you see great pitching. We need that. We need to see that variety, because you never know what you're going to see when you get into the regional play. So pretty much majority of our schedule is conference, because, you know, we do have a pretty big conference, and we try to fill in what we can, maybe get in a tournament or two to face some other competition there. But our, you know, hats off to our conference and how hard these girls work and how great those coaches are. And it only makes everybody better and enjoy the game even more.
Does your team, Terry, you know, and of course one season is different to the next, not to rehash too much, but does your team have a little bit of maybe chip on their shoulder from, you know, being so close to the state tournament last year and then coming into the postseason play this year? I mean, I'm sure teams are hard to compare from one year to the next because you have different players, you have different schedules. But, you know, if you do you feel that you guys are on track to kind of where you were at last season?
I think so, yeah. You know, I kind of find myself doing the same thing, reflecting last year and having that competitive drive and, you know, let these girls realize that they are capable of it. You know, we did lose a couple seniors last year that were key competitors for us, but we returned a lot and we were able to bring up a lot to really fill in those holes too. So I think we're right there. You know, I think we can compete. I think as long as these girls show up and do what they need and, you know, make the plays, make the hits like they're supposed to, or, you know, the part of the game, I think we'll be just fine. You know, and we've been in quite a few battles this season, which is great. That's why I love some of the teams that we play, because being able to be in that competitive mindset, being able to be in that competition with some of these teams and then pull through, it helps them learn, you know, we can do this. If we stay focused, we dial in, we're able to win these tough ball games, and we're able to, you know, do what we need to do to get there. And I'm excited to see what the regional, you know, play is. Yeah, we can look at last year, and we lost it by inches, but you know, it's a new season. It's a new, you know, new team that we're going to be facing, but we kind of come in with that same mindset of, you know, we can do this. We are capable of this. And, you know, we all start clicking and work together. You know, we can do some pretty big stuff. So I think my girls believe that. I think they see it too. And, you know, they've had that itch. They've had that desire to get back to this point of their season, because I think some of them are, you know, still upset, kind of like I am, of not quite making it last year. We're eager and we're ready and we're excited for our game on Wednesday.
You know, how do you kind of feel with the fact that, you know, you look at the regional bracket, and of course you're taking one game at a time, but, you know, Van Meter waiting for you potentially on the other side of that bracket. And then, you know, your thoughts about the fact that, you know, five of your conference team, including you guys, five total teams from the West Central Conference in your regional bracket.
I know, and I hate that they do that. This is kind of the first time we've been sent to this region, which, you know, that's fine. You know, we'll face what we got to do. But, you know, having Van Meter in that, yeah, they're the number one ranked team in the state. They have been all season. They have obviously an excellent record on the season. So it won't be any sloughing for us, right? We're going to have to show up and give it our all. And I have no doubt that my girls will do that. I have no doubt that we'll show up, and anything's possible. That's what's fun about softball is, you know, like we just kind of briefly reflected on last year, you know, nobody probably thought we'd make it that far, and look what we did. We beat some teams that we weren't supposed to beat, or, you know, we weren't the team to beat, you know, the team to win those games, and we ended up pulling it off. So anything's possible, and that's what I love about playing that sport, or this sport, and being able to play those teams. So, but as far as our conference, you know, I hate that, because I'm a coach. I want to cheer for our conference teams. They, you know, makes us look better too if we don't end up making it all the way. So having five of them in there, right, only one of them in our region gets to go, so that means four of us aren't making it. So it stinks when that happens, because you know I'm cheering for all of our conference games and or our conference teams to make it in the other regions. But you know, we'll have a couple of them that we have to get through first, and hopefully, you know, we'll take it a game, you know, game by game, and maybe it is Van Meter that we'll end up facing to make it to the state tournament.
Well, Coach, kind of before we close, you know, you look at your game ahead coming up next Wednesday, postseason game. Just your encouragement as coach for, you know, and Pleasantville always does a great job, but just for the fans to show up, support you guys, you know, be there, cheer on those girls as you guys kind of start your quest to hopefully a little bit of a state title run.
Yeah, you know, like I said, we always have that great turnout, but this is a very important game for us. It's the start of the regional tournament, but it's also our last home game. You know, it's these seniors that have worked so hard. A lot of them have been involved since they were eighth graders, and so, you know, coming out and supporting them as well, you know, celebrating this last home game and hopefully this last home victory for them. And, you know, I have no doubt that we'll have a good turnout for us, but, you know, we want the more the merrier, the energy that we can bring, you know, not only for these girls, but, you know, the competition that we're going to face to show, you know, we have a big backing here and we're going to be loud and have a lot of energy. And so, you know, we encourage anybody and everybody. Our boys play Tuesday and then we play Wednesday. So we're hoping, you know, we'll go and support them, and we hope that they turn around and do the same thing for us. But, you know, a couple big dates to bring some folks into Pleasantville. So we hope a lot of people can show up and show out for us.
Well, Coach, best of luck next week and at the racetrack Saturday night, and have a great holiday weekend.
Thank you, you as well.